Sunday night football in the Steel City, West. Not a bad way to wrap up Thanksgiving weekend. It's time for final thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
The task, Mike, for the Green Bay Packers is not an easy one at Heinz Field on Sunday. This is a Pittsburgh offense and defense that is playing red hot right now. But if you're the Packers, you're coming off three consecutive losses at Lambeau Field. You have to find a way to pick one up on the road. This is a good opportunity to do so against one of the NFL's top teams.
Yeah, and I say what's at stake is the Packers need to just bounce back. That game against the Baltimore Ravens went about as badly as a game around here has gone in a long time. And December is right around the corner. The Packers need December football to mean something. And for it to mean something, they need to bounce back with a strong performance in Pittsburgh. Wes, how about a player to watch?
Mike, I'm going to go with Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. This is a young man, and you look at that game he had against the Baltimore Ravens. He had one interception. I know he really wanted the second one. And really, this defense, and specifically the secondary, is starting to fall into place a little bit more. They could potentially get back more to the net this week, allow him to be back there as well on the back end. But in terms of Ha-Ha Clinton Dix's own game, this is the type of game I think that's set up for him to have a big performance. The challenge, as I mentioned earlier, is going to be tough against Antonio Brown. Yep. How the Packers decide to use Clinton Dix could go a long way in this defense coming up with a really big stop.
Yeah, and my player to watch is on the offensive side, and it's wide receiver Davante Adams. He is becoming the go-to guy for Brett Hundley. You look at that fourth quarter in Chicago, those big plays down the stretch to beat the Bears, and then as badly as that game went against the Ravens offensively, Davante Adams had 8 catches for 126 yards. He was the playmaker on a day the Packers really were lacking them across the board, so why not keep your eye on number 17? Wes, I say the Packers win if they run the ball and protect the ball. And those are the same two things I said going into the Baltimore game last week, but the Packers didn't get the job done. The running game wasn't where it needed to be. Too many stops and short yardage that really hampered the offensive rhythm there. And then 5 turnovers. The Packers hadn't had 5 turnovers on offense in a decade. It was just a game that went sideways from the beginning. They need to run the football to provide balance for Brett Hundley and the passing offense, and they need to protect it, not give this active Steelers defense any turnovers to take advantage of.
Yeah, I agree, Mike, and I really do think the Packers win this game if they can contain Le'Veon Bell. We know the script with him, especially this season. It hasn't been built all on one run. He is the type of back that is going to wear you down through 4 quarters. With almost 900 rushing yards on the season, over 230 carries, he's going to be the starting point for this Pittsburgh Steelers offense. So how do you defend against him? We'll have to see what that defensive front looks like for Green Bay, but these last 3 games only allowing 2.3 yards per carry, a big opportunity for them to come up with a big performance against one of the NFL's elite running backs.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And with that, we will sign off on final thoughts, but be sure to follow all of our coverage of Sunday Night Football on Packers.com and on all of your social media channels. Thanks for watching, everybody, and enjoy the ball game.